arson arrest, mall questions, and a night out in East County. Santee's summer concert series and the San Diego County Sheriff's National Night Out combined Thursday evening at Town Center Community Park East, 550 Park Center Drive, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Rockabilly country band The Seamunks will perform under the banner Santee's Salute to Service, with the sheriff's presence extending through 9 p.m. Attendees should note that the YMCA footbridge is closed for the summer due to adjacent community center construction, and YMCA parking is limited. San Diego County Sheriff's deputies arrested 32-year-old Randall Rojas on Sunday following an arson at a public storage facility in the 1200 block of Sweetwater Road in Spring Valley, where an SUV was found fully engulfed in flames. Rojas fled toward Jamacha Road when confronted by deputies and was apprehended near the 8600 block. A records check revealed two outstanding felony warrants. The sheriff's bomb and arson unit is handling the investigation. El Cajon's city council emerged from its July 28 meeting with two consequential votes. A unanimous decision approved a resolution of intent to establish a downtown community benefit district, a mechanism that would direct property owner assessments towards streetscape improvements, public safety programs, and events including Music on Main. A separate 4-1 vote declined a state grant intended to help homeless residents find housing. The second time in recent months, the council has turned down state homeless aid funding. A formerly homeless local business owner spoke publicly against the decision at the July 28 session. The council is separately exploring acquisition options for Parkway Plaza, one of the city's historically largest sales tax generators, as the mall model continues to face serious structural headwinds. In La Mesa, the city council voted unanimously July 29th to direct staff to study raising the retail cannabis sales tax from 4% to 5% on a motion from Councilmember Lauren Cazares and Mayor Mark Arapostathis. That direction triggers a study, not a rate change. In Lemon Grove, a tenant protection ordinance hearing has been tentatively scheduled for August 18th. Santee commuters should expect lane shifts and disruption at the Cuyamaca Street and Mission Gorge Road intersection, where right-turn lane construction is underway on weekday schedules running either 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. The Chevron and Raising Cane's on that corridor remain accessible throughout.